This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday.
Yes, we're back.
Steve Miggs, I miss you.
I missed you guys as well.
Not so much Danny and Sarah, but I really missed you.
Well, I missed you guys until last night, and I'm like, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. Up until then, I'm like, I can't wait to talk about some stuff. I mean, especially with that crazy Hawks game and just a fun weekend.
That Hawks game, that's good to see you too. That Hawks game may have taken years off of people's lives. It was wild. I know we're going to get to all that greatness, but
it changed the rest of my day, I got to tell you.
What was that?
I don't know.
But it's good to see you. Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. Hope people are rested.
Yes. Looks like, is Sarah's hair lighter?
She got her hair done.
Steve, you never noticed. Thank you so much. You just, wow, you just made the rest of my entire year. Man,
I got nervous. It's almost like, oh, do you have a baby on the way? Or, you know what I mean? You don't want to compliment a woman or say anything about a woman's appearance if you're wrong.
That's true.
Well, now you got to tell me how good it looks.
It looks great.
Thank you.
It looks lovely. Oh, I noticed it in one of your Instagram videos, and I was like, that girl looking fresh.
Yeah, despite what Danny said earlier this morning when you were in the room, it looks pretty good. Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, welcome back to work, you guys. Wonderful to see you. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palo Salon. I'm excited to see you guys, but I'll tell you what I'm not excited to do.
Oh, no.
Is check my emails.
Oh.
Yeah, I already did. I checked and deleted a bunch. Today's Cyber Monday. Happy Cyber Monday. Oh, yeah. And it's just been nonstop since Black Friday. Even Thursday was just like annoying as F Thursday. My nonstop emails from every single company that I've ever ordered something from, my wife has ordered something from, offering deals.
Did you take advantage of any deals yet?
Yes, and that's also why I hate it. It's like I ended up getting something, and then here's the thing. Don't get me going. Okay, you got me going. You buy something from a stupid company, and you're like, okay, now I feel like there should be a law. You should leave me alone after that. No, they keep sending you more deals. I'm like, I already got something from you bastards.
Well, I'm glad you did find something that saved you money, Steve. It's financially responsible to make those choices.
Look at this. I just cleaned it out 4 minutes ago before we went on here. I already have 25 new emails.
Wow. You know what's even worse, though, is when you go and they send you an email and the thing you've been wanting for a while, you're like, oh, it's finally Cyber Monday. It's finally on sale. And then you go. And it's not on sale. It's like, this product is excluded from the promotion. And I'm like, you know what? F off.
Also kicking the ding ding. If it is on sale, but they don't have your size. Because it's already sold out. Sorry, we don't have size 12. Go F yourselves. So happy Cyber Monday, everybody. But you know what? We're not in a bad mood because the Seattle Seahawks, I think the announcer summed it up best. I think it might have been Mark Sanchez. I can't remember who said it. Said this game is inebriated. It was like the drunkest game ever. And it started off super drunk. I don't know what the hell was going on our special teams. I'll have to say they were not very special.
Uh-uh.
But somehow, well, you know how? They played the Jets. I think the Jets wanted it more. And by it, I mean losing. Both teams were trying to lose this game.
They sure were.
But then eventually the Seahawks made it happen, ended up winning 26-21. We were losing throughout the entire game. But I don't know about you. Went to halftime, I'm like, I still have hope. Still had a little hope.
A little Seahawks optimism.
A little Seahawks optimism, thanks in part to an incredible performance by the entire defense, but mainly Leonard Williams. A couple of sacks. I think he might have got his hand on one of the kicks that went for the extra point. But most importantly, this pick six where he ran. And again, he's like 300 pounds. And he ran 92 yards to score the touchdown.
Seahawks load the line and bring pressure. Rodgers has it picked off by Leonard Williams. Just the second interception of Big Cat's career. Is he going to take it to the house? His own house. He sure is. A pick six. And he flips the game. Huge play!
I mean, if it was his house, he would have went straight to bed. He laid right down after he scored that I was tired watching him run. I'm like, he's not going to do it.
It's like pulling a plow.
And what a great visual, though. The entire team has basically created a force field around him, and they're all like, some of those guys, you can tell, are just kind of slowing it down. I think even Reek Woolen, after the game, said something in the press conference. Like, he was yelling at Leonard Williams, lift your knees, like, keep running. You got this. Also, Zach Charbonnet had a great touchdown to help them get the lead, and they kept the lead. Third straight win for the Seahawks, which was awesome. They're now 7-5, first place in the NFC West. The Cardinals lost, so that was great. The 49ers lost, but the Rams won. And up next, got to play the Cardinals again, and that's going to be in Arizona. A little bit warmer than that game against the Jets.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking of you, Danny, when I saw that the LA Galaxy beat the Seattle Sounders 1-0 in the Western Conference Final, sending them to the MLS Cup for the first time since 2014. They will face off against the New York Red Bulls, who advanced with a 1-0 win over Orlando City. The Galaxy are aiming for their record 10th MLS Cup title, while the Red Bulls are just making their second appearance.
Ah, well, fun season for the Sounders, though, right?
I mean, they turned it around, and that's what I kind of said, is like, I'm excited to see what happens next year.
I wouldn't say losing that was embarrassing, but I think the rest of Seattle sports were embarrassed this weekend, with the exception, I mean, Sounders lost, but yeah, in the playoffs, props to them. Seahawks ended up winning. That could have been an embarrassing loss, but then the Kraken were embarrassed by the Sharks.
Yeah.
The lowly Sharks, I mean, I guess the Kraken are now, the lowly Kraken, 8-5 on Friday, then lost again 4-2 on Saturday. Huskies embarrassed by the number one Oregon Ducks. That was bad, 49-21. The Cougs, well, they cooged it.
They did.
I don't even know.
Like, what is happening? I want a refund on all of the money that I spent over there.
Oh, good luck getting that, because they lost to, what is it, the Wyoming Bulldogs?
Yes, who were 2-9. The record was 2-9, you guys.
Honestly, I feel, if Enchant wasn't happening at T-Mobile Park, I feel like the Mariners would have fielded a team just to lose, just to continue the embarrassing sports situation that happened this weekend. But you know what? Who cares? Seahawks won. That's all that matters, right?
Three suspects are on the run after using a stolen excavator to tear apart an ATM kiosk in Puyallup. And I want you to know, Barrett does have an alibi. He was home with me, okay?
I was literally about to say, where was Barrett in this situation? We know how much he loves excavators, and now we know why.
Yeah, well, they ended up breaking in wearing dark clothing and masks. They used the excavator to lift the ATM into a pickup truck, and then they fled the scene. Complete chaos. They are seeking any information or footage related to this through Kitsap County.
I know that's very illegal, but highly creative. Right. Hey, as far as weather, 45 degrees, going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
So how was your Thanksgiving, Steve?
It was fantastic. Just real chill. Watched some football. Didn't care about any of the games, so I had fun watching them. You know, and it was like, I was like, I have no idea who's on our fantasy football team, so which is probably for the best, so I didn't get all worked up about anything.
Well, for some, their Thanksgiving may have been completely ruined over something stupid like Tupperware. We're going to tell you what happened at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a great chat happening online on Reddit where a user asked this question. So, who ruined Thanksgiving this year?
What a great question.
I
feel like almost everyone has a story.
So one of the replies really hit me. But instead of us reading it, we decided to call up our pal Arnold Schwarzenegger, who happened to be available.
Yes.
And so he read it for us.
So this is absolutely, definitely 100% Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The real one.
Yes. Okay.
My cousin's new girlfriend brought her own Tupperware to my family's house and proceeded to unasked scrape most of the leftovers into her containers. You could have heard a pin drop. I think my uncle almost launched across the kitchen. It was priceless and will go down in family Thanksgiving history. Let's just say I don't think my cousin's new girlfriend will be back.
Thanks, Arnold. I couldn't believe when you sent that to us on our little group chat. I was like, who does that? And then I'm looking at some of the comments on that post, and other people said, yeah, I was at a friend's Thanksgiving, when not even my friend, but someone invite from a partner brought themselves some Tupperware and took all of the leftovers.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I mean, I really respect the bringing the own Tupperware thing, because then you're not, like, if you're the one that's hosting, then you're not, like, putting your Tupperware out the door and probably never going to see it again. So I do respect bringing your own Tupperware to the gathering.
So do you bring it and show it off, or do you just kind of have it in like a bag with like something else, and it's there just in case if they're like, hey, take something, but I just so happen to have some Tupperware.
Yeah. I guess, right? So but the fact that it was the new girlfriend really cracked me up. I'm like, if this was like the third year with this girl and she just packs up all the leftovers, maybe I'd give her a little more grace, but being that it's her first time around this family and she just takes all the leftovers, that was pretty bold.
Wouldn't it be funny? She's like, I don't understand why every relationship ends the day after Thanksgiving. I always have to have a new boyfriend.
So do you guys like distribute leftovers in a certain way?
Yeah. I mean, kind of. I guess it's just like whoever seems most fired up about a certain dish gets like a good chunk of it. But we still try and make sure, like, you know, but it's mostly plastic bags. It's not Tupperware. And you just kind of like slop the stuff in there.
Yes.
And then sometimes I'll see it the next day in the refrigerator. I'm like, what is that? You know what I mean? Because it doesn't look nearly as appetizing as it did like in a casserole dish or in a plate or in a bowl.
So how do you think that would have gone over in your family? Like if someone brought their new girlfriend... How do you think that would have gone over in your family?
Somebody would have shut it down.
Really?
Absolutely. Not fully shut it down, but just like, hey, save some for the rest of us.
Easy, Tiger.
I feel like Sid's grandma, she's like kind of like the queen. Like, she's the ruler of the family. I feel like she would have been like, zero F's given and just said something to the woman. Would you shut it down?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would.
Yeah?
I think I would. I'm a little bit more of a confrontational person in that situation, because
really?
I'm very attached to the leftovers.
You seem like the nicest person ever. I don't see you saying anything.
Yeah, but I can't picture her going over to Brad and be like, hey, can you handle this? He's probably stoned on the couch watching the Packers game. He's like, babe, I got better things to worry about.
That's true. And then they would have no leftovers.
It's true. It's all true.
Did anybody's Thanksgiving get ruined? Here?
No,
but I did come clean about something I did 2 years ago that kind of not ruined Thanksgiving,
okay,
but along the leftover line. 2 years ago, we were also in Arizona, and my aunt packed up a bunch of leftovers for my cousin, which I didn't know at the time, but she didn't label them or anything, so she packed them up for her to take home. Well, me, I'm used to Thanksgiving here where you just go and get whatever you want. So I continued snacking the rest of the day on the leftovers, and I just hear my cousin walk up to the refrigerator and go, when she was ready to leave, and she's like, Mom, what happened to my leftovers? And I was like, oh. And I never said anything until this Thanksgiving. I told them that I was the culprit of eating. I was like, can you label them better? And they were like, what? You did that? And I was like, well, you can't just leave them there unlabeled.
I'm sorry, but I feel like you're in the right.
Thank you.
I agree.
I don't think you should be. I think it's until everyone's leaving for the night that you decide to start divvying up the leftovers. When everyone's finally done eating. But until I leave that house, I feel like all bets are off and you could just pick at it whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's very, very good that you took accountability, though, Danny.
It was 2 years later.
It was quite the scandal.
Did it come up last year?
We didn't go last year, so we didn't see the same family last year. So, no, it did not.
206-803-ROCK is our phone number, and we want to know, Rockaholics, what about you? Who ruined Thanksgiving this year? Can you top that story of the leftovers? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Linkin Park. The Daily Show. Rockaholics, we want to know, who ruined Thanksgiving this year? Our number is 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call, shoot us a text.
And this is all stemming from a Reddit post where somebody shared a story about a brand new girlfriend taking all the leftovers, and we had robot Arnold Schwarzenegger explain exactly what happened.
My cousin's new girlfriend brought her own Tupperware to my family's house and proceeded to, unasked, scrape most of the leftovers into her containers.
That's the part that also gets me. She didn't even say, hey, do you mind if I take some stuff? She just went in the kitchen and just started piling in the food.
It's very bold.
You could have heard a pin drop. I think my uncle almost launched across the kitchen.
I wish
it was priceless and will go down in family Thanksgiving history. Let's just say I don't think my cousin's new girlfriend will be back.
At least you set the bar low for future girlfriends and future ex-girlfriends, right?
So who ruined Thanksgiving for you this year, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK.
Well, one text just came and said, my brother brought his brand new puppy. That stupid effing dog pooped all over our house, even on our brand new carpet.
No.
Oh, that's rough. No pun intended. I didn't even mean that, but that's rough.
I mean, yeah, that kind of ruins the vibe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or, you basically got to keep that, you got to be on high alert. I remember when we would bring our dog to, grandma's house. And, I'm just falling around, especially with Lulu. Because Lulu would, every once in a while would find a spot to just kind of lay a dropping. And you're just don't do it on the nice carpet.
Yeah. I mean, I was always grateful that we didn't have carpet when we brought a puppy home.
How about my friend's cousin ruined our Thanksgiving just sitting there with her resting bitch face, acting like she's better than everyone else. And the only smile on her face came when everybody left.
Oh, no. Oh, that's brutal.
This wasn't a real fight, but it got heated at our family's Thanksgiving all because of sports, which I'm all for. Let's leave out the serious stuff. Let's not fight about the dumb, the stuff that's going to just make everybody in a real bad mood. Mm-hmm. And there were two arguments that happened. One, which I thought was hilarious, was who's a better basketball player, LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Oh, my God.
And it was interesting because all the old dogs were like, it's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And then anyone who was around 20 were like, you guys are idiots. If you put Jordan in the league now, he couldn't go anywhere near LeBron James.
Were you engaging in this discussion, Steve?
As a fellow young kid, I said LeBron James as well. I was like, I'm siding with the youngins, man. I got to stay young and hip.
Oh,
LeBron for life.
I mean, that is that's a very touchy subject.
It was going on and on and on. I tried to chime in, and then someone had a bunch of stats. I'm like, I know nothing about basketball. Why am I even? I'm just having fun with this argument. I was just kind of putting my two cents in, and it got shut down quick. I'm out on this one. The other one, I'm curious what you guys think on this one. And I thought this was an interesting one. In fact, it was one member who finally looked at me and goes, Steve, can you help me out on this? Because I kind of agreed with him. Do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers could win the Super Bowl this year with Russell Wilson as their quarterback?
I mean, the Steelers winning the Super Bowl is a very sensitive subject.
I know. Put aside the hatred for the Steelers.
Just logic?
Yes.
I could see it happening.
That's what I thought, too. So one of my buddies, one of White's family members, he's new to the family. He's marrying into it. He's, good dude. And he was like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I totally could see. They got a great defense, great running game. Russell Wilson knows how to win big games. And nobody else agreed with us.
Oh, no.
But, I was just kind of zoning out on my phone. And this was, an argument going on. And finally, he looks and goes, Steve, can you help me out here? And I was like, oh, we're still fighting about this?
Did you ever clear it up?
Well, no, they didn't agree with us. They thought we were idiots. I mean, they were one family member straight up just laughed at us. They're like, that is the dumbest statement ever. I was like, well, how? I mean, the teams that have won with a 9-7 record going into the playoffs. The Steelers are a good team.
Your family functions sound fun, Steve.
They were super fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no fights.
No. We had a small crowd this year, which was kind of weird. Normally, we've got a pretty big crowd, but it was just my parents, Brad and I, Barrett, my brother and his girlfriend. Poor Barrett was the only kid, probably just bored out of his mind, hanging out with a bunch of grown-ups.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know. That's the worst. Trucker Matt is in Tacoma. We are talking about Thanksgiving's being ruined. What happened?
So my wife told my sister who hosted, and she said, oh, well, I'll bring a green bean casserole. And my sister said, well, that's fine, but I have to make mine too because it's famous within the family. My daughter absolutely has to have it. And so just don't get your feelings hurt if if it doesn't get ate too much. And it was one that none of us had ever had. It was a new recipe, and the secret ingredient was actually cream cheese.
Oh. Well, it's not a secret anymore.
Right. And so we're sitting down and eating, and my grandmother, who's about 88 years old, we kidnapped her from the assisted living home so that she could spend Thanksgiving with the family. She is sitting there mowing down on it, and she tells my sister that her green bean casserole this year was way better than last year because she didn't really care for it. And about half of my wife's casserole was missing by the end, and there was like maybe 3 servings out of my sister's.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Right?
I love that.
I kind of want to try this casserole with the cream cheese in it. That sounds delicious.
I tried a new recipe of a green bean casserole this year, too. I was very nervous about it because it was a variation on the classic. So if you do a variation on the classic, people can get up in arms.
So I said my brother took more than half of the leftovers. We made an 18-pound turkey, and I just had the 2 legs left over.
Oh, no. But see, leftovers, it's a big source of issues.
Is there a big to-do about who gets the turkey leg?
I mean, I think it's usually my dad.
Yeah, yeah. Like the king of the castle.
The king of the castle gets to eat the turkey leg. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He's coming off a vacation. He could be a little off, you know?
I could be. I'm still struggling with the arguments over the Steelers and LeBron James.
338 wins, 103 losses, and 57 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Mix Show.